Thanks for calling the Abbott Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Nakia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I just have a question, and you may not even can answer it. I got my first vaccine at the Art Center in Columbiana. You know what I'm talking about?
Not necessarily, but I will say this. The first thing you said is that you've already received your first vaccination. Now, on this line here, we can only provide you with the website and either place you on a pre-registration list for, aka in your case, would have been the first vaccination, or if you just want to be tested. Now, what I will say, if you wanted to know about like second dosages, my first concern or question is, have you reached out to the health department or the facility that you...
all I'm trying to do is they gave me a card with the date to come back and get the second one, but they told me they would call me with the time, and they haven't called yet, and I have some plans, and I need to know what time it is.
All right, so you have to contact them directly, but when is the day of your next scheduled appointment?
April 29th.
Okay, so this could be too early in advance, but I would say because that's not my department, still reach out and see.
Is there a number you can call in Columbiana? I can't find one on the internet. I look.
Was it? Okay, so you said Columbiana. That's the Columbiana Health Department?
Well, no, they're giving the shots in that new art center.
Let me see. Columbiana Art Center in Alabama. And I'm going to see if anything generates. And if something sounds familiar, just let me know and I can provide you with that phone number. But that'll be, wait. So it seems like, well, you said art center. Because when I entered that information, it pulled up Shelby County. Are you in Shelby County?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on. Shelby County Art Center. I'm trying to see if I can find that.
I had read before I ever went that your appointment would be on the same day of the week and the same time. But when she said, we'll call you with the time, that kind of confused me.
Now, here's the thing. I give information in regards to the health departments only. I could have provided you with, like, a location and phone number. But because I'm not familiar with anything outside of that, when I Googled it, does this address sound familiar? And if so, I can provide you with a phone number because the hours of operation, it doesn't say which days of the week, but it does say 10 a.m. through 5 p.m. But it's 15 West College Street, Columbiana, Alabama, 35051. Does that sound familiar to you?
I don't live there, so I don't know. Go ahead and give me the number, and I'll call them.
Okay. The number is 205-669-0044. Uh-huh. And I'm going to try to find at least one other option, and I'm going to see if I can locate the Shelby County Health Department phone number. So hold on. Shelby County Health Department, Alabama. Shelby.
It'd be nice if we could just get it at our doctor's office, wouldn't it?
Yes. Now, when I typed in Shelby County Health Department, this one shows Pelham, but I'm not sure if it's multiple because I'm not in my office. I'm literally on Google. But based upon Pelham, that phone number, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
205-664-2470. And it says that it's closed, but it opens tomorrow at 8 a.m. Well, no. Today is Thursday. Thursday is showed as 8 a.m. through 9:30 p.m. So right now it's closed. Tomorrow it'll be 8 a.m. through 9:30.
It may be that they can at least tell me something about the other one, you know?
Correct.
Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that was all. I'm just looking for some help. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health, coronavirus hotline. Enjoy your day.